Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast continues this evening. The players were Sharon, Nick, Richard, and Jameis. If you're listening, we would appreciate an iTunes review or a recommend at rpgpodcasts.com. If you'd like to contact us, you can send us email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. For now, here is Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast, Episode 11, Part 1.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had an electrical surge last night that took out my soundboard and a very nice microphone. And so I'm working on a backup unit now.
It's all right, Bert. You just caused my game to be canceled.
Duh, well.
It wasn't just Bert's fault.
It was also Elton's fault.
Yours.
Oh, no, I just didn't want to play with two people.
So yours.
Ah, good. I'm as good as ever as rolling things. That's always nice to see that.
How does it sound, by the way? Do you hear a lot of background noise? Am I too loud, too quiet, anything?
No, it sounds good.
Clear sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All loud.
I don't remember if I am hurt at all. I guess I'm not.
It should be noted on your character sheet. That
I think you healed.
Oh, yes, the Mormons healed me because of my devoutness. Yep.
Does anybody get more than 3 starting chips?
No.
No.
Well, Zane should have less.
Why should Zane have less than 3?
Because he's not playing today.
Oh!
Good job, Bert. Good job.
So that means we all get one more, right?
No. Oh, yes, that one.
Actually, Zane got the same ships I got.
Okay, we haven't gotten cards or anything yet.
I've got some cards, but I don't know if they would have had last time or not.
No, I just put down new cards, so the cards you have should be new for this session.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I also gave Zane cards, so I need to pull those back.
Disappointing. These 2 cards. So disappointing. I don't have the Unharrowed card.
Ooh, I got a very good card, which I will save until it's needed.
The Unharrowed card? Quick climb and a shovel.
No.
We do need to bury people often.
Yes, we do. No, I got Rally.
Tell people what Rally does.
Play to cause all allies in sight or hearing to immediately lose their shaken status.
Oh, and I've got a card which is the intimidation one, which gives everyone shaken status.
Wow, that'd be pretty nice combo, yeah.
I shake everyone and then unshake us and hey, screw you people.
You're waste.
What did you get there, Nick?
I got catnap. I get to recover all fatigue points if I sleep half as long as a normal night. And just a flesh wound. A dead extra is able to get up and come back to life. But
with my other card.
The extra must have been wounded in the current scene. So extras basically die when they take wounds, so.
And I've got Better You Than Me, my other card, which is play when your hero has been hit by an attack and there's an adjacent character. The other character suffers the attack instead. This may be played or friend or foe. So I play that card to get an extra shoot and then you can bring him back to life.
Yep.
So your character gets 2 cards?
Everybody's.
You all get 2 cards. Everyone gets 2 cards. So Zane needs to spend another one.
Unless he didn't have the XP and it does the
thing. Yeah, he doesn't have the XP, so it only gave him the 1 card.
Ah.
What was your second card, Sharon?
My second card was Windfall. Play when your hero searches an area for treasure. Loots a fallen foe, etc. He finds everything that can be found in that location. If rolling on a random table, the character gets the best possible result.
And your second card, Nick?
Oh, it was Catnap. And...
Oh, okay.
We loot the Umbrella Man.
And Richard, what were yours?
I have Renown. Well, after completing a good deed, you get permanent +1 charisma if people have heard of you or heard of that deed, and hot iron and whiskey. Well, on a wounded character, heal 1 wound, but they gain a permanent scar.
You will never play that on me!
Yes, I will.
So, the plan... Play tonight is to kill Tam and then play Windfall on wrecking and attacking his estate.
Well, let's get started here. This is Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast. This will be session 11. Now, I've got session notes from session 10. It's been about a month since we played, so if anyone is not able to give a recap, I can give the GM recap. Unless someone wants to do a recap for a chip.
I started one, so I might as well.
We were sort of comboing giving a recap.
That's fine.
So we started off by trying to find someone who knows the local legends of the land. And we went to Umbrella Kung Fu Ninja and also brought him an umbrella as begging forgiveness for breaking his old umbrella on Young's head. And he forgave us. And then he gave us the local legends. And we were like, cool. You don't know much. It's going to be the Indians who know much. And then Sharon's character went around questioning people on who would be the local person who knows all the legends. And unsurprisingly, it was Umbrella Man. But we just went to his house, which was in the shanty town, and got lost on the way there. And all of us got lost, and we attracted the attention of one of the local gangs.
Yeah, and it was a Luke... Big Ten. Yeah, I can't even remember anyone's name.
Yeah, I forgot their name, too. Then Luke got questioned by that gang and asked about a big old fat man. And Luke was like, yeah, I'd let you know if I saw a big old fat man who lived
in a place. No, it's completely believable in that I didn't know anything.
Yeah. And, they said it was worth a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. Then we went to go check on our mega shark, that Young, the sniper.
I think we were in the area, so we went to check on Young's associate, Young's Chinese guy that he was going to, the family of the guy.
Yeah, yes, you're right. Yes, that's what led us there, because he was being
beaten up. Then we ended up at the docks. We were in the area, so we said we'll go check on them. And then that ended up
at the docks, if I remember.
Yeah. So
he was a bad luck charm.
Yeah, we talked with him. He appeared to have been kicked out of some Shaolin temple, and then his family's gift was saying, hey, you're forgiven, come back, and we can all be Shaolin monks together. It was a little weird. I didn't quite get it. It was some Chinese thing. Anyways, we talked with the guy with the fish and the big shark, that Young, the sniper, expert swimmer, expert martial artist, and the only guy in the party who speaks Chinese on a regular occasion.
Despite being Chinese, Young is apparently ninja.
Yeah, he's amazing at everything, pretty much. And we are just a comedic relief for Young. Anyways, we found out the fish got taken away by two brothers who were a little weird because the fish was all rotten. Went to go track them down. Found out they were
brothers. Forming. You mean? Were they actually brothers or just religious brothers? I'm pretty sure they're just religious brothers. They weren't actual brothers.
No, I don't know.
They were not actual brothers, just religious brothers.
Yeah, we talked with them a bit, and we felt the healing grace of God upon us. Those of us who believe in the healing grace of God.
And the only person who was injured.
Yes. And then we found out that God had managed to restore all the fish, back to normal because he is a mighty God. And they were going to tote the fish out to the, Redskins. And we said, hey, let us do that because we're good at things like that. And I also gave him, I think, all my money.
I think you did. Well, what you had left.
Yeah, I gave him all my money besides the party bribe money that I'm keeping. Everything went down with that good. Then we went to bed, got the fish, dragged the fish out, and ran into some of the, Warlord Chang?
Yeah, that was him. Warlord Tom, anyway. His young punks. But they had reinforcements.
Yeah, because someone played the reinforcements card. Even I convinced them that they didn't really want to.
Wasn't difficult enough without.
Yeah.
I can't remember what bonus. Oh, did they get... I think they gave us the ability to play an extra card or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's some benefit.
There was something there. I managed to convince them all to stand down. Then Miss Shara Beauchamp brutally murdered one with a shotgun after I'd convinced them all to stand down and run away. And we managed to somehow eke out the fight against the regulars who came by.
Yeah, don't know that.
That was a pretty bad combat. And then...
I think only one or two of the Indians were actually left alive after that.
Oh, no, quite a few of them were because of healing grace of God, and Shara Beauchamp is a good healer. Despite
I think there were all that, in fact, left of the tribe as well.
Yeah, yeah, there were several of them left alive. But despite Shara Beauchamp being a healing lady, she is also a wanton murderess. Let's keep that in mind. Spoke with the shaman of the tribe. He told us that the two Mormons had the power, you know, basically to channel the... Yeah, he told us they had power, that they were weird in a fashion that I was weird. So they channeled power from...
You know, you're weird.
The Almighty. Weird. He told us basically the legend of the fall and that the power, the place of power, you have to cut your blood and you can whisper to the earth spirit. And he alluded to some great cleansing that would come over this land if enough of them were kind of awakened.
Awakened in a good way. You could also wake them in a bad way.
Yeah, we don't know if that's even possible.
We need to know a...
We don't know how to awaken either way at the moment.
Yeah.
There's a certain ritual that they know that we don't have access to.
Well, they didn't know.
Yeah. And then we went back to home base...
On the way, we threw the stone jewel back into the cave and sealed the entrance.
Yeah.
So it's all protected.
And then we got a hotel message from Big Ears Tam about, hey.
We had that the day before. We arranged to meet him the day after.
Yeah. We got a message from him to say, hey, come on by my palace. And we're like,
that's all right. I found it after taking the coffee to the captain and spending a bit of time out.
I remember Bert said that we ran across all five plot hooks and we don't remember any of them. So,
pretty much.
Go Team Venture!
Alright, so you guys are missing in your, the big reason why you might want to visit Tam. Does anyone remember?
Oh! Key! The key!
What key? Is the key? Oh, the architecture key.
The vault.
The sub-attic. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, there was a sub-anti-attic
that
we have to get into. And there was a golden key. The architect gave it away to Tam. And also, I want to get Tam to get his voice to stop harassing my people.
Yeah. Are we also thinking about...
Well, I'm the main talking
man. Noodle Ma.
And it's very important to me.
And telling...
I think we decided that if Tam wasn't capable enough of taking the Noodle Ma himself, then he didn't deserve help. If he wasn't good enough to take out the Noodle Ma himself, then he deserved to be helped by the Noodle Ma.
No, I just thought that...
Yeah.
No, you're not going to tell me what I'm thinking, damn it. I was not thinking that, because if Thin Noodle Maw wants this horrible artifact, he's probably not on Team Good. So long as Big Ears Tam is on Team Neutral, then we should help Big Ears Tam. Or Team Slightly Less Evil, honestly. That's all I want. I don't care if he's on Team Neutral. All I just want him to be... is, I'm not trying to cause the direct end of the world by my actions. Good job, guy. I approve of your actions. That's my sense.
And I remembered what I wanted to do before we cut to the next day and going to see Tam.
All right, well, that did touch all the bases that we went over in the last game. So if we want to pick up there, and you can now think of the thing that you didn't think of before. Jesus.
Right, so I want to go over the weapons and make sure they're in good working condition and everything.
Which weapons?
The weapons we have at the hotel, the okay. remainder of the weapons from there. We had some. There we gave some of them. Did we give some of them to the Indians in the end or not?
You did, and that's why I was asking. I mean,
okay. Yeah, so after we gave them the defective weapons, we'll make sure. So I haven't actually checked the weapons to make sure that they're still in working condition before we know they're complete crap.
I did describe them as being well packed and in oil cloth, etc. So there's, you know, you wouldn't expect there was any reason why they didn't work.
Yep. Doesn't mean I don't want to check them out. I mean, you can just say, yep, done that and move on.
And so, yes, you have this invitation for tea. At Tam's estate at your convenience.
Yeah, and we had messaged him that we were coming in the morning, so I will break out my good suit.
So you are dressing to impress?
Yes, I am definitely. I'm dressing to the nines.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I remind people that I have possibly wanted.
Yeah.
And choose not to dress up. Because
the goggles.
Well, if we're supposed to be going in our best, then I'll be needing to wear my goggles.
Awkward.
No, you can wear your goggles. They're yours.
Does Young have any words of wisdom to share with the group about protocol or anything of such?
She wasn't really in that side of things.
Don't get put in the mines. Yeah, there you go. There's a movement device. Don't get put in the mines.
If somebody commits a crime, don't get framed for it.
That's good. Okay, what about basic Chinese etiquette? Can we start there?
Yes, please.
Give you a general smarts roll on that.
Yes. You can have a smarts roll at +2, since it is your culture.
Well, can the rest of us give a smarts roll to see if we know anything?
If anyone else has reason in their background to have spent time amongst the Chinese, you can have a smarts roll, but not at the +2.
Wow. Wow.
I was extensively educated in how to present yourself to people.
Well, when you run a puzzle shop, you have to know the protocol.
And if he moves his hand in such a fashion, it means this. And if his pinky is raised in this position, but not more than this many degrees, it means this.
Yep.
Okay. It basically comes down to treating this person as if he were a king or a ruler that he... commands respect amongst those that not only is employed in, but this all of Shan Fan is very respectful of this man. And he does, you know, believe that all of Shan Fan is his domain and everyone within it is his subjects. treating him in this fashion, whether you believe it or not, it would be the proper etiquette.
Okay, how would we call such an august leader?
Oh, also, Young, you would also know that it is highly unlikely that Tam will have sullied himself with the English tongue. So likely, as a good host, there will likely be a translator there. But don't expect Tam to be able to speak English.
If he can, don't expect him to react to it.
Tam probably speaks superlative English. And it's going to give us a lot of rope to hang ourselves, so be careful, guys.
The question there is, would I get a preacher man that you have the ability to pick up languages? If you picked up Chong's language, would that be enough? I'm not necessarily speak it, but it would be enough to understand if he starts talking.
Did you just call Yong Chong? did I just hear that?
All those Chinamen are the same, apparently.
I was trying to remember that I was going to... John? Yong Yang Lu?
Yes. If right before we walk in to speak with them, I can try to speak Yong's language.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
you're not
young
exert yourself too much, but it might.
That's the power of his lord.
Curry favor if you should.
The lord will give him the power of the times. Something.
Oh, and most importantly, something you remember, Young, is that a gift, a small gift, should be exchanged. Although, since you were invited, proper protocol would be that you would be the giftee. Had you called for a meeting, you would be the giftee. So that's a little nebulous there. So, like, he invited you for tea, but if you bring up business or something, that it might be expected that you bring a small gift. If you simply go there for tea and do not wish to do business with them, then not bringing a gift would be acceptable.
It is always wise when going to the lair of the tiger to bring a pack of meat for it.
Yeah, I mean, I have this huge jaws, and honestly, I was kind of... Yeah, should we give... I mean, that's a pretty... Would that be a good gift there, Young? These huge, ornate jaws?
Well, we can't exactly put on a mantelpiece.
I do not think our horses could drag it along behind them, so...
I am going to buy all the horses, and I am going to ride around with a giant...
It would fit in the back of a wagon.
Yeah.
Shark to plowshares.
No. Hello.
It may be a good thing to
give
to him to demonstrate his power. His will. Status.
See, that is a problem. I really would like to give the sharks to as a gift, like as a trade in exchange for the golden key, but we'll see how this rolls. We'll bring the sharks.
Is there anything else we have that he might want?
Probably our services.
And not to mention the secrets of certain societies.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. He's like this huge mob leader. He's got plans within plans and wills within.
Get these three different jewels from these three people. They have three different tasks for you to complete each. And,
Is Cam reputed to have any sort of, like, refinement or sweet tooth or anything?
Oh, yes, it's Epicurean, is that the correct word?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, he is noted to be. And I'm also going to bring this up just because it's been such a long time since we played. The rumors about that you were able to find about Tam is that Tam is very hands-off with what's considered sorcery or black magic, and to the fact that he has decreed that if any of his men dabble in it, they will be executed.
That is why we were thinking of bringing it up, yeah.
Yeah, this is just so
I was thinking of bringing a backup gift of maybe some, you know, good sweets or something. You know, nice pastries or something.
But you're being invited for tea, so, you know, bringing...
Okay, yeah, we could get some nice sweets and then go to the thing just to see what happens.
All right, so... I assume you're going to stop by the bakery that you found in the area.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get the shark jaws. You're going to bring those along in a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you making any other preparations? Luke had mentioned checking to make sure the guns all work. Does this mean you're going loaded for bear?
I was checking to make sure that we have working guns in general.
Okay.
I am not taking anything other than my Derringer with me.
Telephone.
I am
telegram.
The bare, the bare essential of what a man would carry, but nothing more.
Right, and in this time and age, a man would carry a gun.
Yeah, I'll just carry.
I'll take my peacemaker.
Right, and I will put, I mean, I have no problem with putting my shotgun in a scabbard in the wagon, you know, or near the wagon or something, but, Pardon?
The wagon will be searched.
I understand the wagon will be searched. I'll just my Derringer and a couple of extra shots in case.
Sure, okay.
I will divest myself my, Psy, which I usually keep up my arm, and my logbooks, which I keep up my voluminous sleeve, and take no weapons.
Yeah, sure, like the ninja's unarmed.
All right, sounds like a plan then, if you have nothing else you want to prepare yourself with.
As it's been so long, I just read over the letter again, just to check that he didn't say, hey, bring this thing, or whatever, because I remember it was a beautifully calligraphied thing in a scroll case.
It was a very formal declaration.
Would we be required to bring that along with us or return it?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
I think we did send it. Well, I think we sent the box back anyway, containing our. We will be coming the next day.
Oh, why? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So Big Ear, well, as he's popularly known as Big Ear Tam, has an enormous state. It's just beside the ever triumphant trail as it leaves the northern end of the city. Place is huge and built in the traditional Chinese style, which makes it quite a sight to behold. The whole place is surrounded by what would be best described as a miniature Great Wall of China. It's a stone ring wall. There's towers connected to it, which provide basically battlements. There are cannon on this wall that are clearly visible as well. You can see the peaked pagoda rooftops of several buildings within the perimeter of the walls as well. And let's see here. The big map of Shanfan that I got there really doesn't point it out too well, but where Heavenly Park is, basically the road that runs along it is the Ever Triumphant Trail.
The one through the middle of the park, or along?
It would be through the middle.
Okay.
And actually, you can see Tam's estate there at the eastern edge. You see what looks like a little battlements. It's kind of hard to see. It's there in the map a little bit. Okay, and so now you can all see the bigger version of Tam's estate that's laid out.
Okay, so his estate is at the edge of town.
Yes.
Okay, I see it.
So is it on the west where the water is? Is that
east?
What
east.
Well, what's the blue bit on water the Thames?
Oh no, yeah, I see what you're talking about. No, you are right. That's it right there. It's on the southern bottom of the map. You could actually see the compound, the wall around
it. All right.
Oh, okay. It's the down there.
Leaving town to the south.
That's definitely not where I was.
Yeah, that's not where.
Yeah,
I was
it's on the edge of the cliff overlooking the Shanfan Bay. It's also part of the description. So, yeah, that's
so near Tink.
Right beside Tink Town.
Yeah, seems odd. And the water.
Well, it's a distance away. I mean, you can see the big amount of land between where Tink Town ends. And there's the road going up to Tams, and it's right by the water's edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe 400 foot according to the scale. Well, there you go.
Don't question it. Shut up.
He's a man of the people.
Perhaps the wind blows in the opposite direction. That's
definitely.
It's right into Heavenly Park.
Well, it comes out of the sea. So, yeah, that would make sense.
Yes. All right, so...
Yeah, it overlooks the maze and Shanfan. So it's actually a rise that you're going up to as well, which isn't depicted well there, but it is kind of on a hilltop.
All right.
I'm actually hoping a delegation, or at least someone to come out and meet us and guide us in.
Check who we are.
Along the road, as you're going towards Tam's estate, there are... like little guard posts, almost like little pillboxes alongside of the road. And as you're traveling up, the guards leave their little shacks, and they bow to you as you pass by. They're not hindering you. They have no words for you. But they pay you respect as you are going up the trail.
Okay.
You pass by three such installations on the way up. And when you near Tam's estates, it has, as I said, it's ringed with a stone wall with little battlements at the different corners there. That's what those little square boxes along the wall are. And the road leads up to the central gates, which is iron-bound wood. And several men are up front with kind of like tow cables connected to the iron rings on the door, and they pull the door aside as you enter. To this point, once again, they've been bowing to you and paying you respect, but no one said a word to you. And the doors are pulled open for your procession there.
Looking at the walls, how easy would they be to scale?
For you? not difficult at all. But the walls are, the stone has been very well cut, so there really aren't that much in the way of handholds. Expertly done. The big problem is the battlements are placed such that there really isn't an avenue where you can't be seen by the guards that are on them.
And so it looks like this is built for defense rather than a showy estate.
Most definitely. Right. And if you... okay, everybody go ahead and give me a roll there to see what you're able to take in as you're coming through.
Okay. I am betting that there is a smuggler's cove on the other side of it, but never mind. A four.
Neither of you. Or both of you with...
Yeah. Notice rolls or
ones. Yeah, who do better than some people?
Well, everybody got at least a four, it looks like.
Except Yogg. Except Yogg. The man who was just mocking us.
I'm hiding my face.
That would make perfect sense. Yeah. All right. So yeah, you're going slow enough that you're kind of taking in the scene. It's definitely defensive, and this is not for show. It looks at the wall like the walls do extend beneath the ground a fair bit by the thickness of the stone as you're passing by, and how right near the base the earth has been kind of trench worked. You know, you see little mounds of dirt that come up to the side of the wall, which kind of leads you to believe it extends below. There is no shortage of manpower. You easily count 50 men manning the walls. And that's just the walls. Other than the cannons, they all seem to be armed with bow and arrow, actually, while a few seem to carry rifles. So they are not completely using just old-fashioned weapons. The cannon point mostly out to sea, but a few do point inland, especially the ones right around the main gate that's being pulled aside for you. As you enter, the inside is just immaculate. There are, you know, exotic flower gardens in patches just built up around the inside of the compound. There's little rock gardens. There's even like a, there's a few lakes that you can see in here that seem to be feeding water to very elaborate water fountains. And when you step in, there is... a Chinese man who is flanked by a few guards. He's dressed in very fine silks, kind of just thick Mandarin style, you know, official, you know, the very colorful silks. He's got the little roundish hat on.
What are his colors, or is he the rainbow?
Rainbow colors. It was probably considered gaudy to your sensibilities.
Mm-hmm.
As you enter, he bows and speaks in an impeccable English as he greets all of you. And says, guests of the Lord Tom, we greet you and allow you entry into our humble domain. He looks at you bringing, you know, this massive shark jawbone in this cart behind you.
Yeah. Oh, we have a tarp over
there. Yeah, well, you've got this cart coming behind you. He does not dishonor you by having soldiers check your cart, however. But you do note that there are, you know, at least twice as many of the soldiers that you saw on the ground, on the walls or on the grounds. Mm-hmm. All of them looking wary, but not being so impolite as to be touching a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
He does look you know, a little concerned at the cart and says that if perhaps you can leave it here so as not to damage our lawn and ornamentations. As you see, there aren't really cart paths in here. They're all footpaths.
Of course. That would be not an issue.
All right. So they lead you, see this big kind of square building right in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a pointer on this, unfortunately, that I can do. Mm-hmm. That is actually a rooftop. It's, yeah, that's it. And it's supported by four very thick columns. It's
a pagoda.
Yeah, it's a pagoda. It's open to air. open to the air. There's a man who has set up a table there, with enough seats for all of you and himself. There are a few body servants there. But on the dais that he's sitting on, there are no guards, but there are plenty of guards around the edge of the pagoda. And they all do seem to be armed, with rifles. Although once again, they're not touching them. They're slung over the arm. The person who is speaking to you in English, translate that, the Lord Tam awaits you for tea. He bows to you and says, "I offer my services as translator."
My hand will be in shoulder. Yeah, and say now.
Yeah. And at this
point, how obvious is it when he casts a spell on this?
Nothing. Depends on the miracle. Each miracle has its own individual quota for how obvious it is. This miracle is now can speak in another tongue. That's all it does.
Give me a roll.
A one.
Oh my. I just have a D10 in this skill. Let's try this again.
He did get a one, it wasn't in that roll. It wasn't in that die, so it doesn't count.
This is where I kind of miss fate. This would be the succeed at a penalty where it's very noticeable that he is casting black magic.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah.
Okay, so you spent a chip and you've succeeded. But not with a raise?
No.
Not with a raise. Okay.
Not quite.
How long does it last for?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, okay, that's your first... that's just pouring the tea.
Every 10 minutes, I will be standing right next to y'all. Every 10 minutes, I'll just...
And eventually the god will say, "Stop doing that." Psh!
We're honored guests.
There's that telegram again.
That's the sound of the spell being cast.
There you go.
Yes, this is God. I will put you right through to our Mandarin speaker.
Google Translate on the line. all right, so you are led to the dais that he's on with his tea. And this is a traditional style where you kneel at the table. There are cushions provided, but no chairs. Tam himself is a very girthy man. He's very wide, although appears to be no taller than the rest of his kinsmen. He does have a very thick bull's neck and wide shoulders, though, which leads you to believe his bulk is probably not all fat. Despite his name, his ears are not any larger than normal. And he is also dressed in heavier silks, also of much elaborate design and colors. Even though it has the same kind of bright, almost peacock-like colors on him, it doesn't look gaudy. It looks more regal. He wears it well. And while the designs are very intricate, they attract the eye as opposed to kind of, you know, being repulsive to your sense of style. He sits cross-legged. There is actually one young lady there, dressed in fine silks as well, who, as you're approaching, bids you to seat around the table. So you're all basically going to be sitting around the table facing Tam. Mm-hmm.
I take my place, first of all, to demonstrate to the others how they should be sitting.
And also with your role earlier on etiquette, the person who will be sitting directly across from Tam would traditionally be the speaker for the group, or the one you would hold in highest esteem in your group. So Young may or may not want to impart this knowledge.
Question, Young, where would it be appropriate for women to sit if it's appropriate for them to sit?
That's a good question, Young. It would be inappropriate for a woman to sit at his table normally under your culture, but she was invited.
Woman sitting at the table as well, or is she sitting just off?
No, she is serving.
Aha. All right. Yeah. I direct her to sit next to Gideon, I think.
Okay.
Opposite side. So, to show that she has some status with us.
Okay.
And I direct Gideon to sit directly opposite him.
Okay. And you're going to sit right next to me, right?
Yeah, we'll flank you, me and Sarah. And Luke can just go wherever he wants.
Pretty much.
Sure.
As you take your seats, then, the woman passes around a bowl. It probably really is gold, although it is a yellowish metal, and it is filled with steaming hot water, and there is a towel inside, and she will hand it first to Gideon, as Gideon's taking the central seat.
Wait, she's handing me
a steaming bowl of hot water and a towel.
Okay, then you'll go over on this.
Sure. It's to clean the dust from your hands and face, the trail dust, before, you know, you're supposed to be clean when you partake of tea, like so.
Okay, I will do so. And then I will pass that along.
Okay. Is everybody clean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I clean the bits which aren't covered by the helmet, yeah.
Very good.
Is this a studied insult to us? Should we be having one each? Or to...
Oh, no. This is quite common.
Okay.
Yeah. The next thing that happens is the lady puts a bit of pale green powder into each of your cups, serving Tam first. And then boiling water goes in each cup, and with a whisk, she basically mixes the tea together. And then she steps back. Tam raises the tea, and says, in Chinese, which is translated almost as the words leave his mouth by the man who first greeted you, who's standing. Let's see, he will be standing on Tam's left side, slightly behind him. And he says,
Is it possible to actually just do a quick drawing or something, Bert, so we get some better idea about where we're sitting and stuff?
Oh, sure.
It may not ultimately matter, but it just might be easier.
Well, it's going to matter when I draw down on Tam. I mean, come on now.
All right. Give me one second here. I'm going to pull up some tokens and just drop it on the map.
I think I can get them. What about you guys?
I'm sitting next to Gideon. So I punch Gideon in the head when he draws his gun.
Did they used to attach token to you guys when we went to the maps?
Oh, we can drop our tokens into it.
Should be able to. Yeah, look, that's mine. Yeah. I can't make it any smaller.
Just arrange your guys in order from left to right in a line, and with Gideon in the middle there.
Sharon will be over here if anything drops.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, the woman's off there. It's the right-hand side of the screen. Tam's right in front of Gideon, and then
behind
him is a translator.
Yeah, I cannot find my token.
You just
drag and drop your picture?
Yep.
There we go. Okay.
Very good. So once the liquid in the powder have been frothed with a whisk, Tam leans forward with a cup in front of him, and he says, to my honored guests. And he takes a sip of his tea and sits it down.
Okay. I will. Okay,
the proper protocol is to wait till he has taken his sip, and then Gideon should take his, and then everyone else can do it afterwards. Is the proper.
I will hold up my teacup and say, to the honor, grandfather. And
which language are you saying it in?
Chinese. I'm also using grandfather, which is the traditional term for.
Okay. You're revealing you're speaking Chinese. Okay.
Yeah.
10 minutes ago. What was that? Just give me a moment.
Well, it's being translated anyway, so.
Yeah.
Because even if you speak it, I'm sure your accent is atrocious.
No, I don't have an accent.
It's a gift of... It's glossolalia.
Yeah, it's a gift of God. I speak it as a native.
All right. After everyone is taking their sip, he nods to the woman, who brings forth a silver tray. On the silver tray is, there are four of you. There are four red velvet boxes, And she starts with Gideon and directs you to take one.
I will. Am I expected to open it?
Oh, it's up to you.
I mean, whenever the appropriate time to open it is, I will open it.
Inside is basically a gold and silver ring. It is fashioned such that it looks like a tiny dragon that encircles your finger, with its maw kind of stretched out in front of it. Wings and tail are used to clasp the finger.
Yeah, we have really messed up with our gift. All right.
And Tam speaks again, and even though you have addressed him in Chinese, Gideon, the translator still continues, and he says...
well, some of us look completely confused when Chinese has been spoken anyway.
Right.
So.
He says, a small gift for accepting my hospitality this day.
Thank you for the honor of the invite for such lowly individuals, Grandfather.
And he shoos away the woman at this point, and says, once again it's translated, and it, he says that, we can be less formal now. We have gotten the formal, greetings, out of the way. You all know who I am, and, I have been hearing much of you. And he's smiling as he's saying this. He says, you have been creating much of a stir amongst my populace. And you seem to be, men, and he holds his cup up at you, Sarah, and says, and women of, great courage and, intellect.
Oh, well, that is a...
Are you speaking, just,
it's
speaking
all translated. Yeah. This is all being translated by his, he's speaking right, Chinese.
Okay, okay, I bow my head. And thanks.
Yes, that is a very diplomatic way of putting our actions within the city. And I am glad that you see our actions in such a light. There was some possibility that you might have seen it in another light.
I honor you today for doing me a service. As your actions have unearthed a lieutenant of mine who was acting inappropriately.
Indeed. So, if you don't mind me inquiring, what is going to happen to Thin Blue Mall if it already hasn't happened?
It seems that he and another lieutenant of mine had entered a pact to depose my position. And he smiles at this. And such things I expect amongst my lieutenants. If they did not show such spine, they would not make good lieutenants. Unfortunately, he uses Ma's proper name. I don't remember exactly what it is now, but he doesn't use Thin Noodles Ma. Also engaged the help of an outsider, the Warlord King, and of that I cannot let go, as well as his dabblings in those things which I find repugnant.
Did we know that?
No.
Not that those two.
Nope. Okay, it's been a while. I'll not check what we do and don't know.
Oh, you did not know that there was a link between King and Ma.
Oh, there we go. I look puzzled for a number of reasons then.
I'm glad that our actions have assisted you to root out unwanted elements within your group. Although I did notice that my question was not truly answered. I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm just trying to say, yes, I understand there's a game here. If you get me, Bert.
I completely missed your point. I was thinking you were just saying that he could have interpreted your actions as being negative instead of positive.
Oh, yes. And then I was asking what happened to Mr. Ma.
Currently he is still one of my lieutenants. I have yet to decide on how best to punish him.
Well.
Do you have a suggestion? As I understand, he caused you and yours some problems as well.
There, I have my own personal suggestion merely from his actions. However, I do not know the man as well as yourself, nor the entire situation. But if a man went against one of your most directive orders, then he is a wolf. And the wolf, even though it might look tame, will always revert to its true nature. And there's only one thing to be done with him.
Yes, yes. He contemplates this for a moment and says, and yet the very nature of the wolf, his hunger, is what makes him a good lieutenant.
There is, in all things, moderation. And hunger, when taken to such an extreme as to ally with Warlord Kang and the forbidden arts that he was trying to do,
he crosses his eyes a little bit at this, and he says, it is my understanding that my lieutenant was attempting to steal a device with a distasteful background. I was uninformed that he himself dabbled in such things.
He seems
to ask as a question.
Mm-hmm. I will, as soon as I feel like I don't understand Chinese anymore, like I can't understand him, I am going to touch Yang's shoulder. So just, I'll try to do a servant. No, fuck it. I'm just going to touch his shoulder.
Touch.
Bad touch.
Yeah, I'll tell you when it's up and may have you make another roll. So far, you're okay.
Okay. One of our associates reported that there was a sorceress who took the imagery from his mind. And the particular object that Mr. Ma was seeking is one that can bring grave harm through the spiritual world. It is not a thing of physical prowess, but a thing of spiritual prowess. And unfortunately, it causes grave harm to the individual doing it as well. It is a sword that cuts both ways. And he was willing to pay that price.
Is it perhaps possible that he did not know what he was collecting? As I believe the object was wanted by Kang.
I do not know his whys and wherefores. You would know them better than I. If he did not know, he did not know. But nonetheless, he did have a sorceress in his possession. If he was acting out of such level of deep ignorance, then a man who wants to be a slave and yet hungry like that wolf.
He nods gravely at what you're saying, and he says, yes, such ignorance should not be rewarded. He motions with a nod of his head, and one of the warriors approach him, bows to his knees as Tam says something to him, not whispered, but lower. If anyone wants to try and catch it, just give me a simple notice roll.
Yeah, I would like to. Well, I am good at life and things.
I'm not going to bother rolling because I'll just hear him speaking Chinese. Not going to be too helpful to me.
That is true. Yep, that is true. It's not being translated, so it would only matter for those people that actually speak Chinese. So, Gideon, you do not catch it, I take it.
No.
And does Young?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so he essentially whispering to his soldier to go and collect Ma and hold him until I can discuss matters with him. And the soldier thumps his breastplate and is off. Sarah, is this where you want to break out your sweet treats? Are you there?
Miss Bocha.
Is that appropriate at this point?
It would be appropriate at this point. You've had a couple of cups of tea.
Yes. Okay. Then I will, I guess, break them out, and do I hand them to a servant or place them?
Probably, it would be more correct for you to hand the box to the servant.
Yes.
And give me a persuasion roll along with this. Whatever you say is being translated to Tam. So,
okay.
What do you say, and give me the roll?
Okay. As this is tea, I thought it would be appropriate to bring along a small token of our pleasant relations, and how just for pleasantness and peace and for enjoyment and
wow.
Yeah. So it's a five.
Yeah,
that he might seems be pleased at this
because we don't keep chips and. We want him to be very pleased with us.
Okay, then
It is up to you, but that is a success. Yeah. Okay, so just, you know, it's up to you. You can spend if you want, but it is successful.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm gonna, I'll spend one of the, red chips.
Oh. Oh.
No. Nope. Huh?
Well, you can spend a red as a reroll, and it doesn't do anything. If you want to add a D6, then I'll get a chip myself. Up to you.
Yeah, I'll spend the red chip and add a D6.
No, don't do that. That
no,
is
she does what she wants. Shush.
Wait.
That's
she does what she wants. Shush.
Yes, but that's dumb.
Let her do what she wants. Do you want to add a D6 or do you want to just do it as a reroll? Remember, the penalty for using it as a D6 means that I get to draw a chip for use in villains later.
No, I'll just reroll.
Use it on other rubbish.
He's pleased with it. It's a success. I'm just going to take it.
Okay. That's good. All right. Yeah, he's pleased with it. The common thing to be done here is Gideon would eat, the dessert first.
Okay.
Before Tam would. And, you know, of course, Young would have already schooled you in all the basic etiquette to this here.
Do you remember which one isn't poisoned?
All of them. All of them are poisoned. I just have already taken the antidote.
Actually, none of them are poisoned. They're just high-end. They're just high-end treats.
High fructose corn syrup. They're all poisoned.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Diabetes will strike you down in the end.
It's a slow death, really.
Grandfather, we also had learned that you were in possession of a particular item.
Ah, okay. So now you're bringing up something. He says, he smiles actually, and his grin gets a little on the predatory side. We'll say it's a little larger and shows a little bit more tooth. And he says, "I am in possession of a great many things. What is it you seek?"
There is a key, golden key.
And what is the providence of this key?
It's lost by a man. Playing poker with you.
He taps the side of his cheek, keeping the smile the entire time. He says, "I remember such a key."
Fortunately, that key was supposed to go to us, and the individual who did so was not acting in accordance with his master's will. We would like to take back what is ours, but we understand that there might be an exchange for such a thing.
Are you doing anything else? Did you say this?
Not really. Yes.
All right. So you ask a favor of me.
I ask a trade in like. We have an object that is of rare providence, indeed. It is in the cart back there. No doubt you have already heard of what it is.
Well, actually, no. He talks his chin at this, and he nods to a couple of his warriors who go off and to collect your cart.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it forward.
And, you know...
Do you want to be a showman and pull back the thing
yes,
yourself?
Yes, I do.
And...
Yes, I do. Okay. Dramatic reveal. This is a one-of-a-kind item that We have managed to secure on our travails across the sea. The beast was mammoth, and then I will throw across the...
It's available to you tonight if the price is right.
Give me persuasion roll.
Mm-hmm. Persuasion? Never make it.
You do better than me.
Nine. He is great. Very impressed with it. And he goes over and without you know touching it, he walks around the cart, observing the jawbone, and he looks at it. He runs his finger along one of the tooth. It draws blood. He looks at it. He seems very pleased with it. He says,
"He was a this... hungry beast."
What were you going to say?
He was a hungry beast indeed. Perhaps both a lesson to be hungry and be wise at the same time.
He says, he looks at you and he nods and he says, "This is a fine gift to, a fine gift to present to enter discussions about your item."
Damn it.
I remember such a key, yes, and I can place, my hands on it. It will take me, he waves his hands and says, "Perhaps 2 weeks, and, the item can be back in my hands." As far as price, he strokes his beard for a moment and looks at each of you and says, "For the period of time that it takes for the key, to arrive and to be placed upon in my hands, if, you would, agree to be in my service for that time, I will ask nothing of you that, will, break your sense of honor. And perhaps such things that I ask will benefit you."
You must understand, Grandfather, I am a man of a strict code. I do not do things readily. There are certain things that I would not be willing to do for anyone.
A bargain, then. I may ask you to do certain tasks, and you have the right to refuse them, and perhaps I will find a different task in its place. Is that acceptable?
It's acceptable to me, but let me... Can I confer with my companions over this?
Oh, please do. These treats, he nods over to you here, are excellent. I wish to enjoy them a bit more. And he take his plate, and he'll heap another couple of the treats on it, and he will wander off to observe his garden while you speak.
Okay.
His soldiers don't leave, though, but they are all studiously not paying attention to you.
So, I don't have any problems with this.
As long as it's nothing that compromises our morals, or...
Yeah.
All right, I'm okay with it.
But what do I know about Big Ears Tam? Is he a man who keeps his word?
Oh, yes. He is well known for going to extremes to keep his word.
So if he says it should take 2 weeks or so, it will take two weeks or so, and he's not going to go, "It should be here next week."
No,
but that could be a very long 2 weeks for us, depending on what he does.
Thinks you would know about Tam. Yes, he is studiously honorable. If he has set his word, he will do everything within his power to keep his word. Two, he also obeys the letter of what he agrees to. While he's not going to lawyer you out of something, he says exactly what he means. He is fair, but he gets what he wants. So, most of the atrocities, we'll call them that, that have been done in Tam's name have been done by his lieutenants. The word on the street is that Tam does often, temper his lieutenants, but a lot of things, bad that do go on, are due to his lieutenants. Now, whether that sullies him in your, estimation is up to you. He has in the past reprimanded and executed lieutenants for doing things or a bit more than was, palatable to the populace. He does seem to care what the populace thinks.
So benevolent, well, not incredibly evil dictator.
I have no issues with it as stated.
I am okay with it as well.
As long as it doesn't interfere or countermand anything we're supposed to be doing for the...
Yeah.
I forget and the name of the order that we're following. I can't remember what it is. Or we could draw up a... Well, we're going with word as bond sort of thing, but we could draw up a standard contract with... Name of organization goes in there.
The Explorers and, Guild, also the Twilight.
No. Our organization, the ones we work for.
The Van Doren Agency.
Van Doren Agency, yes. We could do it that he's hiring us as part of the Van Doren Agency, with payment being a key. Looks good if we can get him important for them. Yeah. Wonder if he has a decent library we can get access to.
Later. It would all be in Chinese, of course.
You could not write.
Yeah. We, collectively, people would then go and research things like native legends.
So, me.
Well, and a certain Gideon.
He cannot read Chinese.
Yeah, I can if I touch your shoulder.
You.
A thought, yes. But yes, if we did it as a standard Van Doren contract, then that puts the sort of limitations that we'd be prepared to accept around it.
I'm thinking this is more a word kind of guy. We give our word. He gives his word. We give our
a suggestion for how we may want to sort of try and play it out, just so we are all on the same page with what we're willing to do.
Yeah.
If we want to go more than just word. And it gives us a contract we can all obey to.
I think this is much more a... He says, we say, it's shaken on, and if we betray our word, we get gutted in the middle of the night like fish. So...
Liberal contract is worth the paper it's written on.
Indeed, but a man of honor, the word is his bond. So he has done nothing but been honorable so far, and wise. Let us not.
It has been less than 10 minutes.
But he has ruled here for longer than that.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Speaking of which, yes, you find your power fading while this is going on.
I will say to English to the guy that his manservant or whatever that is nearby that we are in concordance, and then I will. As he comes back, I will touch Young in an inappropriate place.
Priest.
Alright, so a runner will be sent, and in a short time, Tam will come back and says, so you find our bargain equitable?
Indeed. In Chinese, it is. I would just simply like to nail it down so that all parties understand.
Ooh, with a raise.
Completely. We will receive, you will retrieve the key and give it to us. In exchange, we will do as you will within the boundaries of our own moralities. We will have the freedom to reject or accept a request. And then at the end of the period when you have the key, our service ends.
Yes, as you say.
And that is something we can agree with.
All right. Well, he bows to you then, and he says, well, he has everyone reconvene at the tea table. And says then, by your words, it comes to mind that I do have a task that... needs to be completed. King has overstepped what authority he has and is meddling in the business of Shan Fan. I believe he needs to be taught a lesson. And he smiles at this.
I lower my head.
A particular lesson comes to mind. Are you familiar with his flagship, the Abysmal?
No.
Ah, yes. Well, he tells you a little bit about it. King's main ship, which is basically his pride, it's his almost mantle of what authority he has as being, you know, the king of the pirate fleet in the area. He says, I wish it to be sunk. How you go about this? And he says, this needs to could be about is left to your own moral device. But I believe the sinking of his flagship will be the correct symbol to send.
Then it shall be done.
Excellent.
There is a matter that does not involve my companions that I had also wished to go ahead.
I have a question first then. How well known will it be that we are working for Tam?
As well known as you wish it to be. We here, and he, you know, is ignoring the woman and his interpreter, are all that knows. Beyond this, only those you wish to know.
I casually look over my companions, giving a bit more of an eye at Yong. Do we want to make it be known that we are under your protection?
Mm-hmm. Perhaps. That is up to Yong.
This first task, whether we are under his protection or not, I expect the individual concerned will search for us.
That's not what I'm trying to get at. Never mind.
No, I understand, but I am merely making
one. Such is life. All men have enemies. There is a matter of some concern to me personally, but not to the other members of my of our organization. And that is a couple of Mormon preachers.
Yes, you know, yes. I have heard of them.
Yes. They have been harassed in the past.
Are they your men?
They are mine, and I am theirs.
Oh, well, say no more. I'll let it be known to my lieutenants.
Thank you. Gosh, is there anything else we want?
Probably.
Well, we can always meet him later, I guess, but I don't know.
Maybe look around the place while we're here. Looks nice.
Yeah.
Let's point the flagship out to us at the very least.
Yeah, well, I think we'll be able to find the good ship Abyssal. Let's see.
Is it Abyssal or Abysmal?
Abysmal. Abysmal.
The good ship Abyssal is something completely different.
Yes.
So, alright, so, and this is just, this is me going over the list of requests we got. We got Young's family stuff. We have the Mormon Brothers. We have Figures Tam. Then Numa apparently is going to be taken care of. And then, anything else anybody can remember?
Not immediately.
Okay. All
right. The entire band is poisoned, and then we need to get that fixed at some point. No, I'm sure we're fine.
Yeah. All right. So, and the key. Yeah, we're getting the key delivered. Okay. Well, then, yep. Let's go. I will exchange pleasantries as required until we are dismissed.
And you made that second roll for your language ability?
Yeah, I got race.
Okay. Yeah, you're invited to walk the grounds if you wish. He once he has had another cup of tea and finished the pastries, he excuses himself. But he does invite you to walk the grounds if you wish to admire the gardens and such.
Indeed, it's good to know the layout before we ambush it. No, wait, don't say that.
Real quick, before he goes, what information do you have about the Abyssal that might be of interest to us?
Oh, no. I'll let you sort that out.
Okay.
You have a reputation for being able to quick thinking and to be able to find. I will allow you to find the information on your own, as mine may not be reliable.
This is a fair point. But
the king has many spies, and there is possible that I have been given this information.
Acceptable. All right. I will enjoy the grounds and the beauty and the lovely while it lasts.
Yeah, now, does it look like, given that we know plants don't grow well here, what does it look like in terms of this place being on dead ground?
His gardens actually are very lush. They're small. Once again, they're done in small plots, not large, you know, acres and acres. They're just small plots here and there. And it looks like, I'll just give it to you. It looks like he's had soil imported from elsewhere. Because the soil is rich and loamy, and it's not the kind of soil you see in this area.
Fair enough. could be straight too.
Y'all got these little red packages?
Yes. The packages were the rings, gold.
Okay.
And we all got a ring.
Yes, everyone got one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, we are now all bugged or have a constructive device in our finger. What is that?
I got bling. Whoa.
And Young would know
like a dragon. So.
Yeah. Young would know the dragon device is not a personal device of any of Tam's organization. So it's not something that's directly relatable to Tam. It could mean something else entirely, but Young would know at least that it's not. Iconography is not related to Tam or his organization. Or any of the others, for actually.
Interesting.
So I will just say that everyone gets a good look at the grounds. So you know,
yep.
If you try to enter any of the buildings, you know, some of his warriors will block the way politely.
Yes.
But you know, it's made obvious that you don't have.
I've expected it to be a guided tour, to be honest. So keep an eye on these people. Honored guests. Keep an eye on the honored guests. Make sure.
Well, you're never far from soldiers. I mean, they're everywhere. Yeah. And while they are studiously ignoring you unless you pass by them, in which case they give you a bow, they seem to not to be interactable. but yeah, you get a good idea of the estate. It seems that there are a few homes on the estate as well. His set of homes is kind of up there to the north where this, kind of long buildings and three smaller ones are kind of together there. That seems to be his estate, and scattered amongst the other estate, there seems to be other dwellings. Once again, you're not given leave to go within the building, so you don't know what they are.
Are there other people wandering around the grounds?
Right now, other than guards and what are obviously servants like gardeners and such, no. There are no other guests here.
Okay.
If anybody wishes to talk to someone, you can. Just no one is offering, you know, come up and saying, hey, how you doing? No one's being forthcoming. But
interesting.
Not speaking Chinese. I don't bother trying.
Is the lady following us?
No, she's not.
Okay, is the band servant around?
If you wish to have further translation, he can. He waits around to see if you need anything. If you don't seem to and you leave the pavilion, he will leave as well. If you ask him to stay around, he will.
No, I mean, we need to do some information gathering, honestly.
All right. I think we're basically done here.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to do here.
Shall we leave this place for another place?
Yeah.
Agreed.
You run away.
So, when we're away and on the road, and there's nobody who's following us around, and et cetera, et cetera. So, there are...
About 400 meters to...
Yes. So, something that's rather horrible that I thought of is he could be offering us up to King given we have had several dealings with Kang in the past, but that seems like an awfully quick thing.
What?
Basically, hey, these guys are coming to sink this ship.
Right, I understand, but what cross?
Because he's a Tong leader who has no reason to love us and reason to get rid of us. So it could serve both ends, but honestly, I don't think that happens to be the case at the particular time. It's merely a thought I had. Things that I can do that could help us out here. I have a power that can allow us to travel beneath the waves. We can breathe, we can move, etc., etc.
If the ship is this close to shore, it might be watched. If it is not close to shore, there are still
dangers.
Fish.
Big fish.
It would be a way to meet a mace dragon, I expect.
I'm half tempted just to say we put the bad luck kit on the ship and then watch it sink itself.
The what?
The kid who draws bad luck.
Oh, he's gone. He's not here anymore.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Do not believe he drew bad luck.
Seemed to.
I do not believe that was what it was.
No, that wasn't.
I believe he attracted the attention of people and did not fight back because he was different and paying a penance. Not that he stumbled into things, etc.
So. Alright, so that's something I can do. So what we need to do is go down to the docks, and perhaps your friend is still around. If he is, querying.
He left the night that it has been over a day. He left the night.
Now you mention it, I vaguely remember that he was going to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone can check out some of the dockside bars and taverns and find someone that knows a little more about the boat.
Well, the captain might know about the boat. We'll just
go
that's true, but
he will know.
If he has not already left, he's a...
No, he had extensive repairs. He's going to be here for...
Yeah, he's going to be around for a couple of days, yeah.
For weeks. But,
If there was a minor accident on the boat which required repairs, that might be a way in.
Something I'm concerned about is whether or not Kang uses slave labor. If he does, I really would prefer to save as many of the crew as possible.
Yeah.
Well, we take the ship down. It depends on
If it is in for repairs in a dry dock.
They often...
Let us go to the dock and have a look.
Okay, well, let's deal with our captain.
Right, so yeah, you go back, find the River Queen.
Gypsy Queen, I believe.
Gypsy Queen, right. Yeah, they're still dry docked. The captain and his crew are still using the ship to live in while they're here, but they seem to be, high spirits as they've, made some good pay on this trip. And you're invited aboard.
I've got decent coffee now, so...
Yeah. They're happy about the decent coffee. Good to see you again. Oh, you brought the lass back with you this time. So you're all invited aboard deck where, he's set up kind of a little canopy to, because it gets really hot beneath deck. The Shan Fan is, we're in California and off heat. So, he stays above board lots of times to be able to stand the weather.
Someone should look into the sun-dried raisin business. I'm sure they'd be very popular.
If they could only grow grapes here. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, good captain. What do you know about Warlord Kang?
Well, he scratches his head. Let's see. Let's give him a general knowledge roll here. The Kang, he's part of that Iron Dragon Rail Company, right? He just recently lost that big contract, I understand.
So, good. What's the co-captain? What's the first mate center?
Red Petal Sue, who you've heard of.
Actually. No.
Wait, oh, no, the Gypsy Queens. Yeah.
The captain's the only one on board right now, actually. The deckhands are out there.
You have failed me for the last time!
What do you want to know about him?
Abyssal? Abysmal?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a sleek black ironclad, bristling with guns. I've seen her a fair number of times, actually.
Professionally, or?
Oh, no. Just spying her through the glass. She, stalks these waters. Pirate ship.
How does Kang recruit his men?
Dockside bars, other pirates, I suppose. Never had cause to talk to the man. Wait a minute. He hands over a newspaper.
I'll read the newspaper.
It's yesterday's newspaper. He hasn't gotten today's yet.
Okay.
Apparently there's a mesa out in the channel there called Boswell. And apparently Kang's vessel, the Abyssal, attacked it yesterday.
What does the article say besides that?
Many killed. King's pirate fleet raided the mesa. They had just gotten hauled up a good amount of ghost rock. King's vessel was reported to have been stealing the ghost rock haul, etc. It's pretty spotty. No one got very close to it. The reports are around from people who were able to flee.
Yes.
Which, considering it is a mesa out in the middle of the ocean there, was quite a feat.
So, when's your ship going to be sea ready?
Well, he says, I've got a few more repairs to do. She's water worthy now, not for the long haul, but she'll float.
Excellent news!
Really? You want to take the Gypsy Queen out?
Why not?
Super small.
Yeah!
You do not take a wasp to sting a tiger.
No, but you take a wasp to bring you to the tiger. It's amazing. It's a great plan. Y'all are just...
For some reason, I'm getting flashbacks to something called the Nimrod. I don't know why.
Y'all are just naysaying minis.
I did not naysay.
Naysaying the bobs of negativity. Yes. Thanks for giving us that information. We're gonna go do some more research and, we'll come back.
Well, if you need her, she slaps the side of her ship. She'll get you out to that Mason back.
Yep. Probably gonna need her. So guys, what's wrong with taking out the Gypsy Queen to go see if we could catch Warlord Kang with his pants down?
It occurs to me that if he's stealing Ghost Rock, we might be able to place a timed bomb or something in that. Mm-hmm. Because Ghost Rock, as we have seen, is highly melty hot.
Yeah. See?
So if we had a lot of ghosts, we could sacrifice it all to you.
Well, that's not in my speciality. I turn to look at the guy with the goggles that do nothing. That, you're Kaboom Man.
Yes. Yeah. I have explosive knowledge. Actually, does explosives cover Ghost Rock, or they're just
normal? Sure. Ghost Rock is an incredibly powerful source of power, so... Yeah, I'm sure your education has included using ghost rock and bombs as well.
Yes. If I may quote someone else, big bada boom.
All right. So, yeah, we take a small amount of explosives with us.
Actually, go ahead and give me a roll on the
particular. And, of course, anyone on board ship who may or may not be a slave, big bada boom.
Well, apparently the good captain does not think they're slaves. So that's good enough for me.
Yeah, you know exactly how you would be able to make a bomb, and you figure most of the stuff you need, you could probably collect in town.
Yeah. with the timer charge on it.
Yeah, you feel
the timer charge is measured by length of debt cord.
Well, you know, debt cord's one way to do it, but I mean, you know, clocks exist, watches exist, so I mean, you can make a timer if you, you know, put your mind to it.
This is pulp. You have to set it off so it goes off just as your backlit bright and you go flying out of the way.
It also suddenly occurs to me that we are in Shanfan. And there is...
Really? We are? Damn it, what are we doing here?
A shop that specializes in weird mechanical devices in Shanfan.
And I'm sure the Shanfan, I know nothing about explosives either. Like, maybe every once a year they know nothing at all in a very particular manner.
Pyrotechnics are known, yes.
Yes.
Different than bomb building, but yes.
Well, only in terms of whether or not you get it right. It depends on whether or not you get the roll right or not.
No, I'm just saying that they wouldn't waste ghost rock in pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
It's all gonna be
I was just saying the difference between pyrotechnics and a bomb just matter on whether or not you got the right roll. Yeah.
True, very true. But at any rate, yeah, you're sure that you could put together something, fuse or timer, both, either one. You probably, you know, you're sure you could do it with what you have available here in town.
What you'd want is actually a craft smaller than the Gypsy Queen that you can just rig up for speed and nothing else. Well, speed and stealth, as in, you know, paint it black, not much else.
Yeah, well, we're not made out of gold, so...
And the thing with Gypsy Queen is that, you know, she may be water worthy, but if you get shot at, that's it.
Well, you know, such is life. We trust her captain. We know what he can do. I say we go with the Gypsy Queen and, we do some more inquiring while the good captain gets the Gypsy Queen ready to go out to Boswell.
What kind of places do you inquire in? Exactly how do you inquire about the Abyssal? I mean, considering that King has men all over the place, I need an idea of where you're searching for information.
The obvious place would be the dock bars.
Yeah, well, first I need to go change out of my excellent attire because that's...
And you'll be needing to speak Chinese, I suspect, as well.
Yeah, well, I can drag Young along with me. Ain't that right, Young?
No.
Damn it, Young! We need to go talk to people. I need to speak Chinese. Help me out here, brother.
You can ask me to attend, but you cannot drag me along.
I know. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you to be dragged along with me.
Actually, could you just shake hands with someone and then ask the Lord for to be able to speak their tongue?
Yeah, technically. It's all
so you could just be very hands-on introductory with people. You don't necessarily need Young with you every moment of time.
It is not a custom of our people to shake hands. It might be taken the wrong way.
Also, I would prefer to have someone who could beat the other bejesus out of people with me in case things go wrong.
Are you looking for Jesus your Kato, for your, other your Green Hornet?
Yeah.
The other bejesus.
Yeah. Well, they don't have Jesus, so it's going to be really easy. Do you mind going with me to search some dive bars? Because we go around asking about Kang. We're looking for trouble. But...
The other thing we might want to do, Sarah and myself, is that we have some fine upstanding merchant types in this town that you've already spoken to the wives of. They may know something of the pirates of these here seas.
You know who's going to know?
True. No. That's a good point.
You know who's going to know a lot about Kang?
Everyone but us?
Uncle. Uncle Guy is going to know a lot about Kang. Let's go find him.
Take along another umbrella?
No, we're not in the business. I'm not made of umbrellas.
My uncle would know, but...
I think he's an expert on things Chinese.
We can make it long story short. Yeah, go and pay a visit to Uncle. Kids are always glad to see you.
I give them sweets.
Exactly. The only thing that Uncle really knows is as King's pirate fleet is kind of his side business. I mean, he is a rail baron. A lot of his money is made that way. But there are wanted posters out for his fleet, basically. And because of that, his fleet never stays in any one place at once. No one's ever... There's no tales of there being, like, a pirate hideout. It's always on the move. It usually strikes and may come back to the same area later on. Like, the initial strike is to get rid of the people or, you know, sometimes to take prisoner. King is known to take slaves, but to be sold into his railroad, not to be used on his ships. So a lot of times if the Abyssal has struck somewhere, it may come back several days later to take on the cargo. The initial strike is just to clear the area out, because they have to be in constant motion because there are ships out there looking to gun them down.
Wait, did you just say initial strike, which suggests a follow-up strike, and there's just been a strike at the Mesa?
Yeah, so we go and we hide out at the Mesa, and then when they're all moving in and loading up stuff, moving stuff down, we sneak aboard ship, set explosive, jump in the ocean as a fiery explosion goes behind us, and we're the heroes of the day, man. Come on.
Yeah, what could possibly go right? No, I mean wrong. No, I was right the first time.
No, I think you're wrong. This is going to be awesome, dude.
I fully expect to see a mace dragon.
Yep. That'd be cool, too.
I'm giving Gideon a chip to think about the old man as being perhaps a safe place to ask a question.
Sweet. All right. We got what we need. Let's go and start our trek.
Yep. Remember, the Boswell Mesa is out in the ocean, though.
Yeah.
So how
we need to stock up a bit before we go.
Do we want explosives? Take something. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Grab an explosive.
We make sure we get a large firework that explodes in the form of a dragon just to keep Young happy.
Apparently there's a new gang in town. Oh, and just a matter of information to myself. Is anyone wearing the rings out, or are you all keeping them in the nice
box? It is a dragon, yes.
It is a dragon, okay.
I will be wearing that.
I do not wear
them. I don't trust it. I reckon there's something funny with it, so, yeah. I haven't actually had a look over it yet. Can I give it a repair roll to have a look over and see if it's got anything unusual about it from that side?
Sure.
Come on, fumble! Nope, not a fumble.
Oh, nice roll. Just with your working with various materials, I mean, right away you can tell that it is gold, but what you thought was silver, it's not silver, it's platinum.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Very finely crafted. There doesn't seem to be any hinged or moving parts on it. Other than its symbology, you don't know that it, you know, you really don't see anything odd about it other than the materials it's made out of. Materials, right. I mean, platinum is quite pricey. Ghost rock is still more expensive, mind you, but.
I will put it on a chain around my neck, but not on my finger.
Okay. And the little maw that's on it, the teeth are not sharp. I mean, so, you know, no poison on the teeth or anything like that.
If you say the right incantation, it will come alive.
I figure out whatever words they are so I can punch Young in the mouth whenever he starts to say those words. All right. So, is that a good place to take a break? And then.
Yeah, we can take a break here.
Go ahead and start then the
recording.
Go out to Boswell.
All right, well, let's take five.
We still need to do other things in town.
Do we?
Too late.
Yeah, I'm going to Boswell, dude.
You still have time to do whatever you need to.
Well, anyway, it's just to go and get stuff to blow up the ship, basically.
Yeah, the one thing that's going to be difficult to get a hold of is Ghost Rock, because it is incredibly expensive stuff. Of course, the place that was hit, Boswell, was a Ghost Rock mining facility.
So that's what it is.
All right, let's take five, guys.
The music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.